Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I'm always so grateful that you listen to these podcasts and pray that you are blessed by each one of them through the Word of God. It is the Word of God that helps us to see our lives and notice the things that need to be changed, and that's why we pray at the beginning of each of these podcasts. Today, let's pray again. Heavenly Father, again, we come to you knowing that there are things about our lives that you want to change. You want us to be conformed to the image of your Son, and so you show us those ways about us that are not like him. And today, as we study this book of Galatians, I pray that you, by your Holy Spirit, will once again guide us and lead us into all truth, and Lord, empower us to live according to ways that are pleasing to you. And we'll ask all these things in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Living in the Law, and it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 3 and verse 12. As we slowly move verse by verse through the book of Galatians, we are soon to realize through the words of Paul the Apostle the emphasis that not only is he putting upon the grace of God, but also how God is using Paul to share the importance of his message as well. God is a God of grace, and his grace is received through faith. Because people, we, were not able to keep the law of God, God devised a different plan that could bring us into relationship with him. By offering his Son Jesus as a perfect sacrifice for our sins have been forgiven. And when we believe in Jesus Christ and his finished work, God's grace, his unmerited favor, comes upon us. Otherwise, we still live under the law, as Paul reminds us in chapter 3 and verse 12 of the book of Galatians, where he wrote, "And the law is not of faith, but the man that does them shall live in them." Paul has just stated that the just shall live by faith, and now he declares, "And the law is not of faith." Contrary to belief in the finished work of Jesus, attempting to keep the law is works-oriented, and the person trying to keep the law puts his or her trust in themselves. There's no faith in Jesus to try to keep the law, and if laws are somehow kept, self-righteousness is the best one may hope to accomplish. The futility of an endeavor to keep the law will only reveal one's lack in ability to keep it. Paul adds, "But the man that does them shall live in them." Hour by hour, day by day, the person who attempts to keep the laws lives within the law's boundaries. How much should we do of this? Or what shouldn't we do of that? How far can we go before we are breaking the law here? How far can we go before we break the law there? These are prison-like rules that govern the person who is attempting to keep the law. By endeavoring to keep the law, the person undertaking such a feat is bound moment by moment to every action, thought, and attitude. There's no rest in spirit, mind, or body for the person who pursues keeping the law. Are we at rest within the grace of God through Jesus Christ? Is our life troubled by an attempt to keep this rule or that? Have we come to fully appreciate the sacrifice that Jesus made on our behalf to give us rest from the law and peace within his grace? As we meditate upon Paul's words today, may we realize that to live within the law is not of faith. For if we attempt to live within the law, we only invite a curse upon ourselves. God, our gracious Heavenly Father, has provided for us a way to live that no longer incurs a curse, but rather opens up a life that is liberating and free. May we live within his wonderful grace. Next time, we will study how Jesus redeemed us from the curse of the law. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.